Blog Talk Radio.
January 24th. We're very glad that you are here. We got a great show lined up for you as Carla Meesk is here and she's going to be taking your phone calls for questions. So if you have questions, please call in or you can email them to me as well. And it's really going to be a fascinating show as Carla's here each Tuesday at this time. And all of Carla's contact information, website, email, phone number are all listed here on the show page. As Carla is a shamanic healer for animals and she connects with compassion spirits to relieve physical and emotional and behavioral problems. If you or your animal friend has issue, Carla can help you with clearing and empowerment. So I think it's really important to let the listeners know that Carla works with not just animals, but also humans. So if you have a question, maybe about your pet or yourself, call on in right now, 347-884-8245 is the number. And we, again, will take your call here very shortly. So let's welcome Carla to Journey into the Light. Welcome back, Carla.
Thank you so much, Michael. It's lovely to be here. I appreciate it very much. Last time I was here, last week, we talked about what shamanism is, and I did a quick healing. And I wanted to just, again, state what shamanism is, because people may not have heard last week's show. A shaman is a person who crosses between the worlds of ordinary reality, the everyday world we know, and connects with spirits in non-ordinary reality. And they do this on purpose in order to bring back healing and wisdom from those compassionate spirits. I have been a shamanic practitioner since the 80s, a full-time practitioner now for, 15 years. And my practice is with people and with animals, as you said. And the healing work that I do can span the gamut from helping someone with emotional problems to physical issues such as inflammatory bowel disease in a cat, or soul recovery for an animal who's been a rescue animal and was lost, feels like a piece of them is missing, or a person who has been in an abusive relationship and feels that a piece of them has gone missing. Can be any number of things that the compassionate spirits want to help people with. And so last week, I gave a demonstration of a healing journey, and I did it on one of my own horses, a horse named Yark. And the problem was that Yark has been evil to one of my mares. She has suffered his abuse with biting and kicking and his snarky behavior, and it's just been really difficult. I had to keep them separated. So I did a healing for him, and what I got was that he felt this void, this emptiness, and I realized it was a soul loss that he had had when my old horse died. So I brought the spirit of the old horse in, or the old horse's spirit just came in, and retrieved Yark's soul part, and we blew it back into him. And I have to report that 2 days later, I had the courage to open up all their gates, and they ran out together to play, and there's not been one snarky move. Yark moves all the mares around. I mean, that's what boys do. But he has not been in any way evil. They lie down together. They're in harmony together. And it feels like this giant cloud has come off of the barn. Isn't that neat? So that's the kind of work that shamanism can do. Today, what I wanted to do was share with you how you, too, can learn to journey in the shamanic way. It's very simple, and it's something that each one of us has the right to and the ability to, because all of our ancestors have shamanic roots. It's not just a Native American thing. It's just not an indigenous thing. It's something that every single person has the capacity for in their lives. And now you know that because you're listening to this radio show, because you're a Blog Talk Journey into Light listener, and you have experience with these other worlds. The shamanic journey is a little bit different than a telepathic journey or than a psychic experience. The shamanic journey is an intentional turning over your brain, turning over your imaginative capacity, the canvas of your imagination, to spirit, so that spirit can use that imaginative canvas to paint imagery for you, to have a soundscape given to you, a visionary field, a touch and a sensory field, anything that your imagination can conjure, the spirits can impart as information to you. And in the shamanic journey, that's what we do. We summon up our imagination and then we strengthen it with everything we've got and we turn it over to spirit. I have on my website a free lesson, and it teaches you how to do this by entering into the middle world of the shamanic realm and experiencing the spiritual aspect of some beautiful place in nature and experiencing it with the full capacity of your spirit connecting to the spirits of that place. Michael, have you ever done this? Have you ever had a shamanic journey?
No, I sure have not.
You know, we ought to take you on one. That should be one of the things we do. And we'll do that next week. Would that be fun? Would you like that?
I would love it. That sounds great.
Yeah, and we'll have everybody on board with it. And to help you get ready for that, I advise you, go to my website, spirithealer.com, and click on the tab at the top that says free. And there you'll see a link to Introduction to Shamanic Journeying. And there's I'll spruce up the pages to make sure it's really clean to get to it right after the show. But it's a free link to a one-hour training in shamanic journeying. And I welcome you to it. I enjoy it when people learn to journey and when they step into those beautiful realms. Now, I'd said that it was the middle world that you'd be going into. And this is the middle world as compared to the upper world and the lower world. These are the three common worlds that shamanic journeying recognizes. And you might think of the upper world as the angelic realm, although it's more vast than that. There's angels there for sure, but there's many, many other beautiful, compassionate beings. And you might think of the lower world as, I don't know, but what you're not going to think of it as is Hades. It's really more of the essential earth. It's like earth rarefied and absolutely as exquisitely beautiful as it could ever be. And that's where I do most of my shamanic healing work. I do it in the lower world. But the easiest way to learn to journey is to enter the middle world, which is the non-ordinary reality counterpart to the world we're in right now. So just take a moment, take a breath, and imagine a beautiful place in nature that you know and that you love, a place that you've been to many times and that you can return to again in your mind's eye in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. I see myself with a beautiful grove of birch trees. In the journey, in the teaching that you'll be downloading, I'll take you through each of your five senses so that you experience that place detail, more detail than you can remember, because the spirits of that place are going to remind you more about it and show you more about it. And then you'll be introduced to your power animal, your number one guide, especially as you begin shamanic journeying, your number one guide for teaching you about non-ordinary reality, protecting you in non-ordinary and ordinary reality, and giving you that incredible, compassionate wisdom, healing, and teaching that we expect from our spirit guides. So you'll meet your power animal, and you'll begin to connect with them. So that's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to go to my website, spirithealer.com, and find that training. And as soon as the show is over, I'll put up a nice, easy page so it's easy for you to find. All right. That's what you're going to do to learn to journey. Do you have any questions? Michael, do we have any questions?
Well, we do have a caller on the line, so let's see. And we do invite everybody to call on in for questions on anything. You know, it could be, Carla, are we opening it up to people and pets and everything? Or?
Sure, shamanism in general, shamanic healing for people and for animals. That's great.
Okay, great. So 347-884-8245 is the number, folks. You can call right on in now. And also you can email me questions if you'd like to do it that way. Let's bring on Bonnie from Virginia. Welcome.
Hi, Carla. How are you this afternoon?
Beautiful, Bonnie. Thank you so much for calling.
I have a kind of a strange two-part question for you. I've never been able to find anyone who could explain exactly what happened to me, but I think maybe you can, and it has to do with both people and animals, so maybe you can explain it to me. The place that you're calling the middle realm, I think I call an astral plane, but I've had several experiences where I have either had a dream asleep or a waking vision during meditation where I was in this place that was a place in nature. It kind of looks like a field with some trees behind it, only everything is vastly more colorful. And then I suddenly realized things were transparent as well. So, like, it looked very beautiful. And I've gone to this same place several times, and I've met animals that have passed. And they have come across this field out of the trees to meet me. And I've also had an experience similar to that, but not in the same kind of location, with a person that has passed. And the same thing, the color is real vivid and things are slightly transparent. And I was just wondering if maybe, you know, you could give me your interpretation on why this has happened. And it's happened several times in my lifetime where I've had this experience. It's always the same kind of field, except with the person, it was actually a different location. It was like more like a, kind of looked like a farm setting in the fall, and I could feel dirt under my feet, and I could see the leaves and hear the leaves coming down. And, you know, I had a very vivid experience with a person I knew that had passed. The animals, it's different. It's always in this strange, everything's sort of bluey green and very pretty and sort of looks like twilight maybe. And it's the animals, I've had many cats and many dogs, and they have, just particular ones, have come out to meet me at this field, you know, just as if they were still, you know, in their bodies, only they clearly had already passed. Do you have an interpretation?
Well, those are
being a shaman?
No, I don't. I won't be able to interpret that for you, because that's really not anybody else's job. That's only your job. And I say that because the experience you had is real, and it is your experience, and it is what it is. It stands as true. And it is not a symbol of something else. It is a real experience with real spirits in a real place. And so you have had a shamanic experience, and you've had it spontaneously.
Yes.
So, I mean, to me, that proves that how natural it is for people to have shamanic experiences, and that they definitely stand alone and on their own and are real. So for me to interpret it would be the same thing as trying to interpret what it was like for you to go to Macy's to buy blue jeans the other day. You went to Macy's to buy blue jeans. You went to this beautiful place in non-ordinary reality to speak to animals who had passed and to a friend who had passed. It's that simple.
Well,
I'm
glad you said that, because it, like I said, it's happened several times in my lifetime. And, you know, I'm glad you said that, because I felt like they were very, very real, you know. So
they are. It is real. And here's what I'm going to advise for you. I'd like you to go and do the exercise off my website. And I'd like you to meet the spirit guide who is going to be your teacher and your instructor to take you further in your shamanic path. Because that it is probably going to be a power animal, but it may be a human figure who is your teacher, and that's fine. That spirit will be the one that you ask for guidance and advice and help and following. So let's say that you're having one of these experiences and you are confused. For whatever reason, you're confused in the experience. You don't understand what the animal's saying, or what your friend who's passed is saying, You don't understand. You're confused. You turn to your power animal or your spirit guide and you say, I don't get it. Please explain it. Tell me more. Help me understand. And it's that spirit's job to guide you through the confusion, to guide you through the oddness of it, to translate non-ordinary reality for you so that you can get it, so that you can understand it. So that's your mission. I'd like you to do that and meet a spirit teacher and have them help you and further your experiences.
One more question, which is I also had an experience where, and this was shortly after my mother died, and she was very tuned into the fact that she was a Leo, the lion, you know, in her astrological chart. And so lions meant a whole lot to her. And after she passed, I kept having this experience where this big white lion, and I don't even know if white lions really exist in nature or not, but this big white male lion kept showing up to me. And I thought, well, that can't be for me. It has to represent my mother in some way. But I don't know if it did actually, or I haven't seen it recently, you know, so I don't know that it was a power animal for me. I kind of thought maybe it represented her.
Well, that's a good question, and again, I can't answer it for you. However, I will give you a second job. After you have learned to journey and you feel that you've got your choice of going into non-ordinary reality at will, this is really important, when you can make a choice to go at will, set an intention to journey to meet that white lion and ask the question, so did mom send you? What's your story? How can you help me? How's mom? Take me to mom. I'd like to see mom. Do you see what I'm where I'm going with this?
I do. I do understand. Yes. Yes. I
Yeah, it's so cool because it's your journey. It's your relationships with the spirits and your power. No one else can tell you what your journey is. Only you and your spirits have control of that.
Well, I do like the big cats, but I usually gravitate toward tigers, so it was a shock lion showed up, you know. I was like, whoa, what are you doing here?
I found they shapeshift.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes they look like cats. Sometimes they look like house cats. Sometimes they're living in your house, and they look just like house cats. And you look at them with your shamanic eyes, and you go, holy cow. Oh, I see.
That's funny. Well, they're very detailed visions. I mean, they're not like they're vague at all. They're very, very detailed every time. And it's usually the same place that I end up. So
that's really
good.
I'm glad to hear that.
You know, I call it an astral plane because I don't know what else to call it, but that's what I call it.
As you gain experience in the three worlds, the three shamanic worlds, you will find out exactly where it is.
Okay.
The initial training, the free training, is 1 hour, and it gives you the introductory journey. And then, of course, there's always an offer after that. And this is the only offer I have. I just want you to know. It's the only one. There's no offers, right? Just this. I put a nine-hour introductory course together from all the classes I've taught over the internet, and I condense them down into videos and audio recordings, and I offer that for $79. So you take the first one for free, and then you get the next eight for $79, and that's what I have to sell. That's it. No long programs with lots of pyramids and all that junk. That's it.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. I do.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate that. That's very, very useful information.
Thank you, honey. It's nice to have you on the call with me today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Do we have another person, Michael?
I don't have any more callers right now, Carla, but... might be good to let folks know how to reach you, all those great ways.
Sure. I just want you to know that my shamanic practice now is really evolving. And I've had a school where I taught a certification program for advanced shamanism, working with animals, and I did that for about 10 years. And I now have this large group of advanced shamanic practitioners, and we come together for a journey circle every month, and we're actually going to come down to every 2 weeks now because we're working on something so exciting. You've probably heard of the fairy world, as the Celts call it, the Shi, S-I-D-H-E, the Shi. And I'm just completely enthralled with these beautiful beings. And I met a man at this summer named Jeremy Berg, and he has created a card deck of visions that the Shi have given him. And they are the only images I've ever seen that actually speak to the kinds of vision I have when I'm shamanic journeying. So this deck really resonates with me, and it resonates with the people that have trained with me. So we are coming together biweekly now to journey into these cards, to work with the Shi, to answer big questions about life, the universe, and everything, and to do personal healing work. I'm going to be posting excerpts of those calls as free downloads on my website so that people can follow along with it. And we're going to have Jeremy as a guest on this show and on the Journey Circle, so you'll get to meet him. I just wanted to share that with you because it's so exciting. You can find me at spirithealer.com, and you can email me, Carla@spirithealer.com. Those are the ways that you can get hold of me.
Okay, very good. Do you have a Facebook page? Someone asked.
I do. It's Spirit Healer on Facebook, and I'm negligent about keeping it up. I just tell you, I am. But if you sign up for my email list, you'll be given my blog posts, which I put out maybe once a month. They often have case studies. And if you're interested in having me do a live reading for one of your animals on the radio show next week, think about that. I'd love to do that, and I'd love to help you with that. It's a common sort of questions people have are, I have two cats, they're fighting, is there anything I can do to help them? I have an older cat who has kidney disease, is there any healing we can give to the older cat? I'm thinking about getting a puppy. I'm not sure whether it's going to work in my household. Is that a good idea or is that a terrible idea or what should I do? I'd like to change jobs. I've got 3 different offers. Can the spirits help me figure out which job offer makes sense for me? Those are the kinds of things that might be appropriate on the radio show. If you have bigger problems, like I have an eating disorder and I'm really struggling with overcoming my deeply entrenched habit, can we do shamanic work to help me change who I am at my core so I can step into my beauty? That's the kind of thing we'll do in sessions. I offer 2 sessions. I offer a full healing session, which takes about an hour to an hour and a half. And we work together over the phone. I record that session and I send you a recording of it. So you hear me live as I'm working over the phone, and then you get a copy of that session sent to you. And so that's the full healing session. And then I have a 15-minute fast and focused session, which is appropriate when you have a very narrow, simple question that you'd like to have the spirits drill down into, when there's not a lot of branches and depths and questions. It's just this, this, or this. So you can see those 2 sessions on my website if you'd like to work with me directly.
Okay, very good. We're just out of time. Carla, what a great show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. And thank you for calling in. Bonnie.
Okay, bye-bye, Carla. And Carla back next week here at this same time. So we thank everybody for joining us here with Carla, and we'll be back next week.